There's one other thing about this weekend that needs to be brought up. I hate misnomers. I hate it. I hate when people start running with things because it feels right.
Mm-hmm.
And what bothers me is that Fugazi fight from Friday night. Okay? So on Friday night, if you guys weren't watching it, Clay Holmes, as it started raining in Baltimore on an 0-2 pitch, came up and up and up and in. And he drilled Crickstead in the head.
Yep.
Poor guy's on the IL now. Hopefully he's going to be okay. So, no fight to begin with, but Brandon Hyde, the manager of the Baltimore Orioles, is very upset. Which the Yankees acknowledged after. We get why he's upset. He's upset because a guy got drilled in the head. So, Hyde's yelling at the Yankees. The Yankees are yelling at Hyde. I don't know what the Yankees are yelling at Brandon Hyde for. Like, Brandon Hyde's one of those guys where sometimes someone's mad at something, and you just have to let them be mad, even if they're irrational. Don't we all do that with our wives and some with our husbands?
Yes.
Like, you just let her yell, or let me yell.
Yes.
Sometimes I yell irrationally.
You know you deserve it.
Right.
And so you don't have an argument back, but
it's not,
ultimately
it's,
you just want, just calm down.
It's not that you deserve it. Can I give you an example?
Well, I mean, in this case, he deserved it.
Well, who deserved it? The Yankees?
Clay Holmes, he deserved it.
Yeah, but Clay Holmes was apologizing.
I know, but he deserves still to get yelled at.
Okay, but here's, let me give you the Clay Holmes comparison.
I'm just telling you.
If all of a sudden, like, I don't know, the laundry just doesn't get done in my house. No. The laundry machine stops working.
Okay.
So I put all the laundry in the machine, and the machine malfunctions, and there's a flood. And my wife is very upset because she
was the last one to touch the washing machine.
Pretty much.
Yes.
And so she starts yelling at me like, you dummy, you screwed it up, there's a flood, I'm not going to have my nice dress for that evening tonight, F you, F the world. Now, I know it's not really my fault. Like, there was probably just a piping issue. But what I'm going to do in the moment when I see that she's angry is I'm going to let her yell. I'm going to let her get it out. So it's not me saying, I know I'm wrong. It's me saying, let me just let her be irrational. And then at a later date, we could talk about how it's not really my fault.
Yes.
Clay Holmes had a ball slip out of his hands. Okay? Come on now. It's raining.
He does not headhunt.
He doesn't headhunt.
He's not that kind of personality.
It's not a situation.
He's not trying to intimidate you by being big bad, I'm throwing Hyde inside.
Right.
That is not Clay Holmes.
Agreed. So Brandon Hyde is just yelling because the Yankees have pitched up and into a lot of Baltimore Oriole players. He's upset that one of his young players just got drilled in the head. So Brandon Hyde is my wife. He's just irrationally yelling at the Yankee bench. Now, if my wife is irrationally yelling at me, which she never does, but let's say she does, I would shut my mouth. I wouldn't fight back. The Yankee bench shouldn't have said a damn word to Brandon Hyde. And you know how I know this? Because even after the game, Gerrit Cole's like, I understand why Brandon Hyde was upset. Like, everybody understood it. So, okay, the Yankees yell back. The bench is empty. Hyde tries to run through Austin Wells. Austin Wells, you know, tries to push him away. There's some awkward pushing and shoving. And then the Yankees win, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Yankees win on Saturday. And I got to hear from Yankee fans, see, that woke us up. That didn't wake you up. You had a lead in the ninth inning. What do you mean woke you up? You already beat the Orioles anyway. So this idea that that Fugazi kerfuffle somehow sparked the Yankees, that's great for the championship DVD, by the way.
Yeah.
That's great as like a fake talking point. It'd be like me saying my beard being cut off sparked the Mets. No, they sucked for a week. Then they got sparked. So the idea that the Yankees showed toughness because they yelled back at Brandon Hyde and there was some pushing and shoving is what I like to call a false, what do I call it?
It's
BS!
It's a mischaracterization.
Yes.
It is fake news for sure.
Fake news. It sparked the Yankees. They were already going to win the game. How did it spark the Yankees?
Two things I want to say here. The first one is I think the Yankees need to take a page out of the Mets book. On Friday, they need to have a team meeting. You've had the whole break here. You've had this bad loss, worst loss of the season.
Coming up, they should have a team meeting.
This coming Friday,
why?
Have a team meeting. It sparked the Mets. Maybe it'll spark the Yankees.
The Yankees are already sparked.
They've stunk the last month.
I know, but they just won a series against the Baltimore Orioles, who Evan correctly pointed out, or astutely pointed out, haven't lost a series to a division rival in a year.
Well, it's one of those weird things where, here's where Lugie could be right. If they have a team meeting on Friday, and then
this coming Friday.
Just hear me out.
Why? What are you? There's no like catalyst for the team meeting.
It creates the cloud of what turned the Yankees season around. Like right now, their little fight with the Orioles on Friday didn't turn their season around.
No.
They were winning the game as it was.
But I don't feel like You ever notice how when the Yankees do something, Judge, Soto hit goes yard, then Judge goes yard, right, back to back, and it's like they're always like just doing the point down. I think it's they're telling people, settle down, man.
Calm down.
Mm-hmm. We're all right. Just settle down. Bring the temperature down. Everybody wants to get hype. The Yankees aren't a hype team.
Is that the phrase nowadays, bring the temperature down? Yeah, I thought I heard that last night, too.
So, by the way, the Mets are. The Mets are a let's get hype team.
Yeah.
And they have Jose is singing a song. He's going to the, he's singing it tonight. Isn't he singing it tonight?
Yes, he is.
At the Home Run Derby?
Yes.
Right? So his invite to the All-Star game, which, you know, it's kind of deserved because he's part of the reason that the Mets have turned it around. They are a let's get hype team.
Right.
The Yankees aren't. They are the complete opposite of that. They want to be calm and cerebral. Well, and so having a team meeting, while it sounds cool and good, and maybe we can copy the Mets, it would just be that. Let's copy the Mets to copy the Mets. I don't think they need
but
it.
But you also think that despite the way they lost on Sunday, they have turned their season around.
Yes, I do believe that.
The New York Yankees have now won 2 out of their last 3 and 3 out of their last 5. Well, and I know that's very small.
It's mostly because of who they beat.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
they didn't beat the Rays the series before.
Right.
They lost two out of three in that series. But they beat the Orioles, who were the team that were becoming their new nemesis.
Right.
The team that they couldn't beat regardless of the circumstances.
Right. That's what you guys were claiming after the Orioles beat the Yankees a month ago. Like, they're the new Houston Astros. Meanwhile, the Yankees just went to Baltimore and won 2 out of 3 and should have swept them if their two best defensive players didn't choke.
Exactly. And so, to me, they have cleared whatever that demon is that was hanging over them with regarding the Orioles.
All I ask, though, and the reason I brought it up, is can we just all agree, okay, that the kerfuffle on Friday...
Oh, it was nonsense.
...did not spark the New York Yankees to do anything.
No.
And that's not a knock on the Yankees. It's just the reality.
I would agree with that.
They were going to win the game.
And it wasn't intentional. It wasn't Clay Holmes saying, watch me. I'm going to intimidate you.
Right.
This kid, watch this.
But you know what the problem is? Here's the problem. We forgot, and I take blame for this. You weren't here on Friday, so it's certainly not your fault. The last time the Yankees played the Orioles, they played that 3-game series at Yankee Stadium. They won the first game. They lost the last two.
Yep.
There was that incident. There was Aaron Judge being hit and him not being happy about it, and us all talking about retaliation. And the one thing I said to you is sometimes you got to retaliate when you never know, when you're not thinking about it.
Do you think this was it?
No, I think it was Clay Holmes slipping a baseball.
Exactly right.
Like, I don't think it was, but it all of a sudden, as soon as it happened, it popped into all of our minds that, oh, here's something's going on. And then you saw them get on the field and the pushing and the shoving. And look, it turned out to be nothing, and it may be the last of it. But the idea that that somehow sparked the Yankees, to me, is just, it's ridiculous. Gerrit Cole sparked the Yankees on Friday night.
Yeah.
Gerrit Cole pitching like the Cy Young contender was a major, major help. That was a spark. And then on Saturday, Luis Gil was great. He's throwing that slider well. They scored 6 runs. They beat the crap out of the Orioles. And if it wasn't for Verdugo and Volpe, we'd be sitting here today talking about sweeping the Orioles and the Yankees being in first place in the American League East, despite playing crap baseball for the last month.